On a typical June evening at Santuit Pond in Mashpee, you may hear the sounds of boat motors whirring, kids playing, and fishermen chatting amongst themselves. Among them is Ted Kingsley, who comes to the Cape every summer to visit family and fish with his daughter from the shore.
The most I've been up to my ankles in it, maybe.
He says he won't go in past his ankles, though. Something about the water isn't right. Transparency ends about a foot and a half past the shore, and it has a blue-green cast, almost the color and clarity of pea soup, a common reaction to an overabundance of microorganisms called a cyanobacteria bloom.
Yeah, I knew about that. I heard it on the news.
There are warning signs. 8x11 sheets of paper stapled to trees around the pond's public entrance, telling people not to swim or even let their pets go in. The reason is that some types of cyanobacteria release dangerous toxins that can pose public health risks.
It ranges the gamut from skin irritations to, you know, certain levels of ingestion and exposure can cause major organ damage, liver damage.
That's Andrew Gottlieb, executive director of the Association to Preserve Cape Cod, or APCC. His team is monitoring Santuit Pond and 21 other freshwater ponds on the Cape. Testing in Santuit found levels of the bacteria were about 10% above the point at which the Massachusetts Department of Health recommends a pond be closed. But Keith Lofton of the United States Geological Survey says those levels don't necessarily tell the whole story.
Since we don't know why toxins are produced and what controls it, what drives it, it's hard to know when a bloom is going to become toxic. And you can't know by looking at it that it's toxic.
The toxins can be ingested while people, especially kids, swim, and they can even be inhaled, but it's not always clear what effect they'll have on different people. In recent years, researchers have observed some lakes and ponds around the country with toxin levels so high they've been connected to a series of dog deaths. They also affect wildlife. Again, Andrew Gottlieb.
You have a number of ospreys and even potentially some bald eagles that fish and forage here. None of this is good for them.
These algae blooms aren't new, nor do we know if they've increased in recent years. But we do know they thrive on things like nutrients from fertilizers and septic systems, both human-caused. And they love warm water.
And so one of the effects of the warming trend that we've seen over the last several decades is that we're creating conditions, broader climate conditions that are very conducive to allowing cyanobacteria to proliferate and outcompete other species.
Now, researchers from institutions like Tufts, MIT, and the EPA are narrowing in on the future of these blooms. In the next 70 years, they say, a combination of extreme weather and population growth will produce even more nutrients that will seep into our water bodies, which will be warming. That recipe is expected to make these blooms even more prevalent, Gottlieb says.
We've got this global climate change, which is particularly intense in the Northeast, and we're over-enriching these waters with nutrients, so we're getting it on both ends.
Further complicating this, while the APCC is testing 22 ponds, having doubled the number from last year, there are over 900 freshwater ponds on Cape Cod that aren't being monitored.
The reality, sad reality is that no town, no public agency has sufficient resources to do sampling.
The APCC now is working with towns on the Cape and the Massachusetts Department of Health to identify the best system of testing suspicious ponds and, in turn, alerting the public when necessary. A spokesperson for the department said the state works with water body operators to evaluate and respond to these reports, but it's difficult.
I mean, the problem is, you've got a 200-acre pond. The town owns one particular spot where we're standing now. There's one to 8x11 sheets of paper that have a warning on them. And so for the people that live around the pond, they don't necessarily get the same type of notice.
Still, there are solutions. Among them, targeted sewering to reduce nutrients seeping into the ponds through groundwater. And, Gottlieb says, lay off the fertilizers.
So people really ought to think hard about what they're doing on their own properties, because it can have a meaningful impact on solving or limiting the scope of this problem while the larger systemic problems are being worked on.
In the meantime, Gottlieb's not taking his chances.
I will say this. I had my dogs at work with me today, and before we came, I dropped them off at home because I didn't want them walking around the water here.
But what'll it take to stop Ted Kingsley from fishing?
Well, if I don't catch any fish, I don't want to fish here anymore.
For WCAI, I'm Eve Zukoff.